This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch systems they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The big news is coming up right now on the other side of this break.
This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart
of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
The leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes were trembling, mammy, as you touch the fish.
All right, let me just give you in my research and view, and then we'll walk through it some. The globalists have all, in countless UN documents, countless Google statements, countless World Economic Forum statements, said by the year 2045, 2046, 2047, they normally say 2047, but some say 2045, 2046, that we will be a post-human world. And the age of humans will be over, and the future is not human, and that we need to depopulate the vast majority of people down to 500 million or less long before that date is reached. And then when you go out and you research what the left's teaching in elementary schools and in high schools and in colleges and in corporate systems and in the media and the culture, we've all heard Beto, we've all heard Obama, and we've all heard AOC say, everybody's going to be dead in 2030 if we don't do what they say and cut the carbon, even though news is out that the ice caps just grew again. They were supposed to all be melted a decade ago. So they're implanting this idea that we need to die and we're going to die, but it's going to save the earth when we die. And William Shatner last year went up on Bezos' spacecraft. When he came back, he said, it's so sad. When I was up in space, I looked down and I realized almost all these people have to die with the cataclysm that's coming, the horrible event. So much death. They're in a cult, folks. Not like William Shatner, but, I mean, he's been brought into it. And he goes to the transhumanist events. And these private galas with less than 1,000 people that a lot of prominent people I know go to and won't talk about what happens inside of them. But Elon Musk has been to the meetings, and he says, yeah, they're planning to depopulate people. They want a post-human world. I don't know if Elon Musk is a good guy or a bad guy, but what he's saying about that is absolutely true. So we're going to play this special report by Greg Reese that gets into the big secret and why they're doing this, and then come back and play you. I got countless clips. We'll play you Sean Penn and Neil DeGrasse Tyson, always going to mess his name up, saying nuclear war is a good thing now. It's a liberal thing. So they're introducing Neil deGrasse Tyson, Sean Penn, all of them, this idea because the globalists really believe, as all these other ancient cultures did, that a major cataclysm is coming in the year 2047 or somewhere right around it. Not the whole 2012 end of the world thing. That was their propaganda to get you ready for what they believe is the end of the world as we know it coming up. So here is Greg Reese's incredibly important report, Imminent Cataclysm and the Plan to Survive the Great Reset. It's on Band.video. I'm going to have it posted into the live show feed today. but I have it posted to the main page of InfoWars right now, so you can find it and share it. Then we'll come back and give you the rest of the story and why this is so serious straight ahead.
One of the oldest stories on Earth is that this place is victim to a recurrent cataclysmic event, akin to a reset button that can send advanced civilizations back to the Stone Age in a geological instant. The Great Flood and Sodom and Gomorrah of the Bible, the three cataclysms of the Vishnu Purana, the sinking of Atlantis and Lemuria. The history of the world is rich with stories of cataclysms. The Five Sons of the Aztec teaches that the present world was preceded by four other cycles of creation and destruction. According to official records from commander of Project Nanook, Major Maynard White, the U.S. government discovered in the late 1940s that the Earth undergoes major magnetic flips about every 10,000 to 12,000 years, which causes the surface of the Earth to catastrophically shift in the space of one day. This information was officially kept from the public. The mysterious Great Pyramid of Giza was built with dimensions that memorialize the golden ratio, pi, and the speed of light, and along with the Sphinx, forms a working clock of the Great Year. The Great Year is the astronomical cycle of the equinoxes around the ecliptic, a cycle that repeats just about every 26,000 years, leading many to speculate that the cataclysm is a somewhat fixed event in this cycle of time. Many researchers believe that the Great Pyramid, along with several other ancient structures that memorialize the Great Year, were built to warn us about the recurrent cataclysm. Our sun has its own recurrent cycles, and in almost every cataclysm story throughout history, the sun plays a major role. Researchers have found 11, 88, 200, and 2,400 year cycles, which involve the oscillation between solar minimum and solar maximum. Solar maximum being when the sun exhibits the most sunspot and solar flare activity. Many researchers now believe that this cycle leads up to a recurrent nova of our own sun. Recurrent novas have been observed all over the night sky. The mainstream theory is that stars become congested with atmospheric material and eventually expel this material in an explosive outburst. And there is much evidence that our own sun experiences these recurrent novas, which likely is related to the solar flare and sunspot cycles. The latest research tells us that the sun is more electrical than it is nuclear fusion, and that it has an electromagnetic relationship with the Earth. This would suggest that the magnetic reversals of the Earth occurs when the sun novas. And so the big question is, when will that be? Douglas Vogt has been studying this subject for decades and predicts that a recurrent nova will next occur in 2046. He arrived at this date based on sun cycles, as well as biblical coding. The Mayan long count calendar began in 3113 BC and was marked by days, not years. 1,872,000 days. Nearly all sources brought the Mayan calendar to an end in 2012 by dividing the number of days by 365.24 days in the year. But Jason Brashears of Archaics.com points out the fact that prior to 713 BC, there were 360 days in the year. In 713 BC, all the civilizations of the world changed their calendars to add 5 days. In Persia, these extra 5 days became known as the bad luck days. In ancient Mexico, the useless days. And for the ancient Maya, the unlucky days. When we adjust accordingly, we have 864,000 days before the calendar change and 1,008,000 days after, which brings the Mayan calendar to an end in 2046. This also raises the question, what happened in 713 BC? According to the Bible, 86,000 people were killed by an angel that year, followed by God moving the sun by 10 degrees. Perhaps one of these cataclysms occurred that year. Ben Davidson of Suspicious Observers has been closely analyzing all this scientific data, and based on the rate of decline of Earth's magnetic field, he concludes that the solar nova will occur between 2040 and 2060. This is one of the oldest stories on Earth, and if it is true, then it would explain why so many people are convinced the world is going to end in 20 years. It would explain the entire man-made global warming cover story. It would explain the United Nations Agenda 2030. It would explain why Ray Kurzweil estimated the transhumanist singularity for 2045. And it would explain the entire outrageous, desperate transhumanist goals of the World Economic Forum. For if this is true, it would mean they are attempting to achieve the impossible, maintaining their power throughout the Earth's Great Reset. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Very important report, imminent cataclysm of the plan to survive the Great Reset. I'll come back and give you the rest of the story straight ahead.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Well, we know the Earth gets hit by big asteroids. We know that there are super flares. We know the poles shift and there's a cycle to that. We know we're coming up on that. That's a fact. But what I know is if you look at all these ancient societies that have these priesthoods that ran them, they would demand sacrifices and total obedience to their cults or the Earth would end. So the globalists are telling us, we know what they're doing, that the Earth's going to die because you're bad and don't turn your life over to us and don't let us run your life and don't let us sterilize you or abort your babies or kill you. And we know the cosmology they're teaching is that the end of humanity is coming regardless, and that's what the whole New World Order system is. Now, do the globalists, a lot of their secret hidden knowledge, actually believe this? I think a lot of them do, but at the higher levels, whether it's going to happen or not, they're not sure. Though there's records of this happening before, they want to achieve godhood, or what they believe is godhood, merging with silicon, to be off-world long before this happens, so that if it is true, they can escape it. But they don't want us using the resources up in that process. They want to get rid of us so there's a little more manageable group left, if the poles shift and the power goes off and there's devastation, which evidence shows these events do cause. They don't create the end of the world. Ancient civilizations survived them. But they were devastating. And they see a large 7.5 billion population, even a 3-4 billion die, the breakdown of civilization and what organizes out of that and new governments and new systems will be a contender for them in the reorganization of the future of humanity and the planet. And so any way you slice this, they're preparing for it. They're acting like it's real, and one way or another, they plan to get rid of us regardless. And that's really a giant issue, isn't it? And that's why whether you look at the London Guardian or the New York Times, the Washington Post, they're like, nuclear war is no big deal. There's too many people. It'll be good for the Earth. Oh, now the hydrogen bombs aren't as radioactive as they used to be. If just a few nukes go off, it will cause a global depression and a financial crash. That's their reset. If a bunch go off, it gets rid of a bunch of us. And then nuclear reactors will melt down, which are giant dirty bombs. One reactor that goes down wrong will be like 1,000 hydrogen bombs, the amount of radiation it puts out. So anybody believing they can have an organized collapse and get out of it is crazy. They should be honest with people. We should be getting ready and organizing society if we think this is real to survive it and mitigate it, and that would empower us. But instead, they're looking at it as an opportunity to get rid of us. And so that, my friends, is the rest of the story. And this is not my opinion. I've made films about it. I've written books about it. It's on record that the globalists are saying a post-human world is here, and that's a good idea. I don't think it is. So here's Sean Penn and then Neil deGrasse Tyson. Just in the last week, Tyson, Friday on Bill Maher, saying nuclear war is really no big deal. In fact, they've been saying it's good for the environment. It could cool the planet. The dust will throw in the atmosphere. Let's play them back to back.
Aliens we saw and talked to, whether they were in uniform, out of uniform, school teachers, even children. This extraordinary courage that's come up, and it was in his eyes, and it is clear to me that the Ukrainians will win this. The question is, at what cost? Did they have, in those early hours, I know that Trump gave them javelins. I know that they had some defenses. But if you go back to the Budapest Agreement, they were at the time the third largest nuclear power in the world. Mm-hmm. And they made an agreement that they'd give those weapons to Russia to be destroyed in exchange for protection from Russia, Great Britain, and the U.S. lesson to be learned here. Don't give up your nuclear weapons if you have them, because you can't believe people like Vladimir Putin.
Well, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them. And we're seeing that now with our own country. And I fear what that legacy is going to be. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict.
I don't want to see one. Nobody
at
does.
The same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use those weapons as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing.
See, I think the West made a mistake in this buildup that Putin, as he brought in 10.
All right, so we'll go to Tyson here in a moment. But Sean Penn believes in total gun confiscation of the American people, believes in handing out machine guns to school kids in Ukraine. He's a parasite. He's an anti-American. He hates this country. He wants to take over Russia. So just remember that. There he is saying we shouldn't be afraid to use nuclear weapons. Neil deGrasse Tyson is even more obvious with it. Here it is.
See them wearing masks outside. My question was, if we can do that, if we can hit the asteroid, but could we do that with nuclear weapons? Because it's getting a little chippy out there with Putin. And I don't, you know, I mean, I love Ukraine, but do I love them enough to get radiated?
You can't do nothing, right? I mean,
if in fact
there's a tactical nuke that's used by Putin,
okay,
obviously there needs to be a response.
Okay.
Well, plus, modern nukes don't have the radiation problem, just to be clear.
Really?
You still blow to smithereens, but, yeah, it's a different kind of weapon than the Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Nuclear weapons, if they're exploded, don't have a radiation problem?
Not if there's a hydrogen bombs, no. Not in the way that we used to have to worry about it with fallout and all the rest of that. What you really have to worry about is being vaporized, and after that, if you're not vaporized, blown to bits by the shockwave. That's a way bigger problem that you're going to have.
By the way, none of that's true. They're not as radioactive as earlier weapons, and they also have what they call dirty bombs that are hydrogen bombs or other systems jacketed in different isotopes to create radiation, but it's the nuclear reactors, dumbass, on the ground. When the power goes out, they'll melt down, and then they cause massive radiation. So everywhere, they're trying to sell the fact that nuclear war is not a problem. In fact, type in the headline, a limited nuclear war would stop global warming, or it's time to use nukes against Putin, and the Pentagon has said that. This is insanity. Just what it'll do to the economy is off the chart dangerous. And every number we look at, every different contingency plan, every different war game shows a more than 50% chance if tactical nukes are used by either side, it will quickly go to a theater war, a regional war with nukes, and then candy bar the door, it's almost 100% chance if you go to that, you see, 50% chance or so you go to a full regional war, and once you have a regional, it's almost 100%, you go full commitment in a strategic nuclear war.
Hell, a small nuclear war would transform the entire planet.
There's your headlines. And that's not even the headline I was looking for. There's a bunch of them where they say nuclear war is a good thing. Hell, the Pentagon says it's survivable now. And I guess in their deep underground bases, it is. All right, Roger Stone is not coming on about the January 6th fiasco. He's not coming on about, you know, all that BS we know is crap, but it ties into that. He's coming on to talk about the election. I called him this morning, one of the smartest political analysts I know, and I said, are we really ahead as Republicans? He said, absolutely, but a lot can happen in 22 days. And I said, please come on. He said, well, I'll know more next week. I said, look, you don't have to be 100%. Just give us right now what you see and what you really think on the midterms 22 days out. So he'll be back with us next week and then building up a lot almost every day going into the election. But today he joins us to talk about these numbers and what's coming out and what he sees unfolding there with Roger Stone. But the globalists want you to give up on your life force. They want you to accept the end of the world. They want you to believe you're all about to be killed, and that's a good thing. Don't buy into their hype. Keep living, keep building, keep striving, and keep promoting peace and rejecting the left that wants nuclear war and pedophilia.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact.
The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Neil deGrasse Tyson is a blowhard. He's articulate, he's interesting, he's funny. I like how he comes off, but so much of what he says is pure crap. He said we can basically survive a nuclear war previously on Bill Maher last Friday. He said now the nuclear weapons we have that Russia have and China have are clean and there's not any radiation. Well, I'm somebody that happens to have studied nuclear weapons quite a bit since I was young. and I know quite a bit about them, and I've done research on them, and I've had a lot of top experts on. So I want to explain something to everybody. Russian doctrine in a full-on nuclear war is to use ICBMs with multiple MIRV reentry device systems jacketed in cobalt and other metals that cause incredible nuclear radiation that kills you in a matter of minutes and that lasts billions of years. Now, Russia has confirmed this, and they built, this is Forbes, last year's dirty bomb robo sub. It's filled with nuclear weapons, but it itself blows up with the power of more than 10,000 Hiroshima or Nagasaki's. And the whole thing is jacketed in isotopes to radiate the entire United States. Now, you may have heard of this before. It's in the movie Dr. Strangelove by Stanley Kubrick, the Doomsday Bomb. And you learn, basically, by the end, the U.S. had built the Doomsday Bomb, and the Russians had created one, but they hadn't told each other yet. Because the whole point is to tell people you have it. The Russians told us years ago they have it. Now they've rolled it out. And, of course, the U.S. has these, too. We don't just have that. Since the 60s, we've had what they call neutron bombs. Now, that's what the idiot deGrasse Tyson's talking about. That is a airburst, low-yield weapon that is a radiation pulse that kills all life, but not the structures, and has low radioactive fallout. And yes, the U.S. and others have that as a depopulation weapon. They're called neutron bombs, totally separate from a dirty bomb. We're not talking about a dirty bomb where somebody steals X-ray equipment, straps explosives to it to make everybody breathe some radiation. I'm talking about the Doomsday Bomb. Done talking about it. Just Neil deGrasse Tyson is just so full of crap, ladies and gentlemen. But it's all over the leftist media now, selling us on World War III. And so I called Roger this morning. I wanted his opinion. And he went off into January 6th. Now they're trying to railroad everybody. And I know he's right. And he's totally innocent. So am I. We'll hit a little bit of that last segment. But I said, Roger, you're really a famous political pundit. Everything you told me about politics has turned out to be accurate. Can I please get you on in the next 22 days a lot to talk about the election? And he said, okay, I'll come on, but I don't have all the answers yet. But he says, it's leaning towards Republicans, looks good, but who knows, 22 days is a lifetime. But he is a father and grandfather and a smart guy geopolitically as well. What do you make, just briefly, of Ukraine, the pipeline, the escalation, saber-rattling about nuclear war, the bridge being blown up, and all this craziness? And then we'll segue into this critical midterm.
Well, Alex, you just listed an entire list of events and developments that could very well affect the upcoming election. I think that's exactly the point. The electorate is extraordinarily volatile. The election, I believe, is 23 days away, if I count correctly. Those who want to declare victory in the House or the Senate or in any particular race today would be doing so prematurely, because as we have seen so far, events in Ukraine, events in the United States, such as the Supreme Court action on Roe v. Wade, such as the outrageous raid on Mar-a-Lago over presidential documents, to a lesser extent the January 6th committee, all of these things can affect the election. The surge in crime in New York State, for example, is affecting that election. So it's very important, as people look at what's happening, to understand that as they look at polling, that there are polls and then there are polls. What I mean by that is a poll can be manipulated to show anything the pollster wants it to show. A real pollster is looking for an unbiased, unvarnished, honest assessment of the election at that exact moment of time. Meaning our politics are so volatile that by the time the poll is taken and tabulated and published, it is already slightly out of date. A poll can be manipulated by the size of the sample, by the balance of the sample. Too many Democrats, too many Republicans, too many men, too many women, too many minorities, in terms of being an accurate reflection of the electorate. It can be manipulated through the wording of the questions. It can be manipulated through the order of the questions. And then therefore, I tend to look at two or three specific pollsters whose methodology I respect, who I believe are not trying to cook the polls for a predetermined result to boost fundraising, for example.
Well, that's right. Even if you're trying to tell the truth and being scientific, it's hard to nail it because things are so volatile and samples, again, are just that sample. So from the current numbers that we know are always a few weeks old, we always get them a few weeks later, a snapshot, say, from 2 weeks ago that we're learning today, where is the election today?
Well, for example, all polling is directional. In other words, you have to, instead of just looking at one poll, look at the history of a specific poll and look at the trend line. This is why, for example, the Friday before the election on 2016, I knew that Donald Trump was going to win, because looking at state Republican Party polls in Ohio, in Florida, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, I could see a clear trend line to Donald Trump. And there was no cataclysmic event that was going to change that trend line. If you go by the current trend line, particularly in these Senate races, Ohio, Arizona, even Georgia, we can come back and talk about that, the trend is towards the Republicans. If you look at the trend line in individual House races, the trend line is towards Republicans. Now, if you say that too much, you feed into overconfidence, and overconfidence can still cost the GOP this election. Nobody should be sitting home saying, oh, there's going to be a massive red wave. I don't need to tell my Aunt Tilly to come back from vacation to vote. No, we need every single vote. And a lesson of the Arizona primaries, Alex, is vote on Election Day. Vote in person on Election Day. That way, those who do manipulate elections in certain states, they don't know how many votes they have to create or try to create because they don't know what the final result will be. When you vote in early voting or you vote in mail-in voting, those who would manipulate the election results, I'm sorry, that does happen in some states, they have some precursor, some inkling of what they need to dump or what they need to steal, you know, among the electorate. So people need to count nothing for granted. Things are looking good because the Democrats' efforts to divert people to issues that no one cares about are failing. The election, the issues in this election are gasoline prices. They are food shortages. They are the highest inflation rate in recent history. They are the fact that we just shipped another $75 billion to Ukraine, inching this country to the brink of nuclear war. But we can't spend the money to seal our own border to stop the fentanyl crisis that is exploding across the country. Those kinds of issues actually affect people's daily lives. Whereas issues like the January 6th Commission or the documents that Donald Trump may or may not have, those don't affect any voters' lives whatsoever.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back because you know, I said let's not get into our problems, but then I raise it myself. Clearly they tried to use Alex Jones and Sandy Hook and January 6th and Roger Stone as political red meat distractions. It's not working. And even Obama and the Democrats have now come out and told the Democrats that are in charge right now, knock it off, stop going after Trump and Roger Stone and Alex Jones. It's not working.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Roger Stone's our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. Got another huge guest I'll tell you about once he joins us in the next hour that has beyond critical information concerning nuclear war, what the globalists are up to, plus the latest on the poison shots, the criminal investigations that have now begun in the EU. But Roger, what is Obama, who we know along with some other globalists really runs Biden, what is he thinking whenever they push the whole George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, George Soros thing, they push defund police, then that backfires on him, and now Psaki and Obama and a bunch of Democrats are out there on the news, everywhere saying, you know, stop with the January 6th, stop with the political correctness, say your law and order for now, back off this, it's a losing formula. That makes it look like actually maybe somebody else is in charge, or is that Obama playing good cop, bad cop?
I look, say anything you want about Barack Obama. He's a shrewd political strategist. He beat Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination when she had all of the advantages. He also managed to get himself reelected despite an abysmal record. If you noticed recently, Alex, now suddenly Joe Biden's talking about the fact that if Republicans win, they're going to cut Social Security. They're going to cut Medicaid. This is right out of the Democrat Party playbook. That's a sign of desperation. When they've got to fall back on those old bugaboos that nobody believes. Then he goes so far to say, well, if you think the economy is bad now, if you think prices are high now, wait till the Republicans get in there. How stupid does Joe Biden think we are? 2 short years ago, we had the lowest inflation rate in recent history. We had a boom economy. We had record job creation. We had record wage growth. We had billions of dollars coming back into the country to be invested here. We had the lowest levels of unemployment among African Americans, among women, among Asians, among young people, among all groups just 2 years ago. So it's not credible to say, oh, if you think things are bad now, based completely on their actions, think how much worse it will be under the Republicans. People aren't that stupid. They can remember how good things were under President Donald Trump.
Well, I got to tell you what I'm seeing on the street. I mean, I have a lot of friends that have been liberals and Democrats. I didn't discriminate against them because they were as a populist and a conservative over the years. But they're all apologizing to me. Everybody I know has liberal friends. They're apologizing to them, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. On the ground around the country, I'm getting more love than ever. And the Democrats have made me this Satan, and that's only made me more popular with conservatives and even more popular with the average liberals. In fact, Roger, the level of love I'm getting is just over the top. I see that as an indicator is if they've branded me as the devil incarnate and I'm getting more love than ever, that looks like people see me as a rebel against the system, and so they give me love, and that's what I'm getting.
To a certain extent, I'm feeling the same thing. Look, I'm not going to get into this, but they're so frustrated by the fact that the January 6th committee hearing last week provided no evidence whatsoever against
me. Roger, stop, stop. You're welcome to get into it. I just wanted you to do what you're a thoroughbred at, strategy, but this is part of the campaign, focusing on January 6th, so now let's get into it.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. There's a whole bunch of fake deep state videos out there, or deep fake videos, that are being very aggressively pushed. Look who's pushing them. Vice, Vanity Fair, The Daily Beast, The Business Insider. That's all you need to know. I'm ultimately going to bring a lawsuit, a multi-count civil lawsuit, against these Danish filmmakers who I can now reveal were definitely financed by the Danish government, I believe through their intelligence agency. But no voter cares about any of this, Alex. So let's go through some of these states because I think it's important. I watched Blake Masters in that debate in Arizona. I thought that he did a masterful job, pardon the expression. But then you read the media stories, and it's as if they saw a different debate than I saw. I think Blake Masters is going to win. I think Carrie Lake is going to win. I think Blake Masters is also going to win. I think her campaign is going to be helpful to him. Herschel Walker benefited extraordinarily from low expectation levels. The media had so vilified him going into the debate. He was expected to fall flat on his face. He more than stuck to his key points. He stood up for the sanctity of life. I've never seen an oilier con man than the pastor Raphael Warnock. This guy is very, very slippery. But I thought that, in all honesty, Herschel Walker breathed life back into his campaign. That race is still today skin tight. So the media's efforts to basically write Herschel Walker off only days ago as finished are completely wrong. Herschel Walker can most definitely still win. I think he benefits from the fact that Governor Kemp is going to be Stacey Abrams, the election denier, yet again. I think that is helpful to him. But Georgia, still very, very much within our grasp. In Ohio, J.D. Vance outclassed his opponent, Kelly, in the debate yet again. I think that that is another race that we will win. A race that I'm concerned about, to be honest with you, is Florida. Based on his bold and, I think, very strong and effective handling of this natural disaster of the hurricane, I now think Governor DeSantis is in good shape. I think that he will win by a larger margin than I would have predicted pre-hurricane. But I am concerned about Marco Rubio. You remember him, Alex. He's the guy who doesn't know who you are. Remember him? In any event, he's running. He is not running a very good campaign. He should be sticking to our popular governor like glue. They should be out there together day in and day out. They aren't. He seems to be running a completely electronic media campaign, but you're not seeing him on the hustings. And Val Demings, who is Florida's version of Stacey Abrams, a former police chief of Orange County, who lost her service revolver when she left it in her car and left the car unlocked, now wants to be trusted with a Senate seat. That said, she has outraged Rubio. She has out-campaigned Rubio. She is attempting to now move to the center. This is a race that I'm concerned about. Marco Rubio is not my cup of tea in terms of the fact that he's a neocon and a rhino, but control of the Senate is crucial, and I will be voting for Marco Rubio, as will every member of my family. I wish he would step up his campaigning in these final weeks.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, their attempts to indict Trump. And I know you talked to the big guy quite a bit. And I mean, he was saying months ago he's going to announce soon. He said he would run, which is really saying he is running. Any word on that?
As you know, I don't divulge the direct conversations I have with the former president because that's the best single way to have them not continue. He's very optimistic and bullish about the upcoming elections. He knows that his rallies in Arizona and in Nevada have been extraordinarily effective. I should mention Nevada as another race that I'm concerned about. I know Adam Laxalt. I knew his grandfather, Paul Laxalt, U.S. Senator, Governor, President Ronald Reagan, literally his best friend, a great, great man. Adam's a good man as well. He lost a previous governor's race. But anytime you're leading in Nevada by a point and a half, you have to be concerned about the Clark County Democratic machine. These people make the old Daily machine in Chicago look like a bunch of pikers when it comes to theft.
Well, that's right. Roger, stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back, and I want to ask you about how will election fraud, organized election fraud, be a major factor in this, and what do you expect to happen if Democrats do apparently steal some of these races? We'll come right back with 5 more minutes with Roger Stone. And, Roger, you got a bunch of websites. You tell me one of them now is the site to go to. Where do people find everything Roger Stone?
StoneZone.com is my new site, StoneZone.com. Check it out. Stone Cold Truth will just forward you there. If it hasn't, it soon will. But Stone Zone is where you find all things Roger Stone.
All right, stay there. We'll talk about the key to the election straight ahead, and then our special guest joins us who we'll surprise you with coming up. Please remember, folks, we're listener-supported. Got the biggest sale of the year going right now, up to 50% off store-wide with promo code 1776, an additional 10% off at checkout. X3, so important, so great for your body, so good. There's a run on iodine. Despite that, we're keeping it at an even lower price. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 60% off, promo code 1776. It's signed copies and unsigned copies of my book, number one in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com and also discounted with promo code 1776. This is an ongoing fight, and I salute you for keeping us in it. We'll be back with final words from Roger Stone and then a special guest. Hour number three is right ahead.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.